First, the Ramban brings the Yeshmi portion that it has to be that the son is a godel. But if the son is a kotel, since in a kotel he can't be master, that he should be nizer in the shtak. He's not a ba'asra. So, Menela, since Rava says the whole chazok is because a person throws away his shtak. So, the kotel is not shaykh. The kotel is not shaykh him to be machzik. Apparently, the Yeshmi portion held that the whole chazok, that's for sure. That if you can't be meicher, there's no chazaka. That's mishnayis. If the marakama is not able to be meicher, then the chazaka doesn't work. If he was hoyav yehudu v'hechzik begolov, the marakama is not able to be meicher, then there's no chazaka. And the yesh mefarshim held that hasra has, in order for it to be a machal, it has to be a hasra l'shmashtoy. The agamor is loshen yimachis ba'poy le'av havim is dahar nevishtoy. The machal is a hasra l'shmashtoy, and the cotton that's not shaykh. So meila. When the machzik is a kotin, it's kilu the marakam. It can't be, doesn't have a way to be meichin. If he doesn't have a way to be meichin, then the chazaka doesn't work. So Ramban is chelik. Ramban says, time of the chazaka, la mishum is da'uri b'shtar b'l'chud. The chazaka is not only built around the concept of being nisir in the shtar. Apparently, you've seen the Yesh Mefarshim, the whole chazaka is built around, that's the only factor. Is he nisir in the shtar? Is he not nisir in the shtar? Can you make him be nisir in the shtar? What the Eshmer Parshim exactly how they understood Chazaka is an even by itself. Maybe they held like the Ksois, that it's the Rav. Maybe the Eshmer Parshim held like the Ksois, that it's a Takonis Chachamim. After 3 years, you throw away your star, so the Chacham made a Takona that you become a Muchsuk. And then Kenegboi, they had him Misak in the Marakama, said, well, he has a Takona that he could be Meicha. But if he doesn't have the Takona that he could be Meicha, then the Machzik doesn't have the Takona that he could be Machzik. So maybe Alderich says the Eshmer Parshim, by a Kotum, the Marakama doesn't have the Takona that he should be able to be Meicha. If he doesn't have the weight of the takana to be meicher, then it's not takana to be machzik either. Al kaponim, the Ramban disagrees. So the Ramban, time of the chazak, la mishum is duri b'shtar b'lchud. Al kaponim, the high shosuk, reglayim l'dobar. The shtik of the marakama, it's not stand the guy throws away his shtar and therefore you become a muchzik. You throw away your shtar and you become a muchzik. There has to be a mahalach. How do you become a muchzik? What makes you a muchzik? Just because you become a shtar, just because you threw away your shtar, therefore you become a muchzik. Rather, the way it works is because kaven the high shosik, since the marakama was shosik, that makes her a glayim l'dovah. That has nothing to do with throwing of the shtar. The shtik of the marakama makes her a glayim l'dovah. Elak she'teich shalosh haminin lemachzik after shtar. Except that, even though the shtik of the marakama makes her a glayim l'dovah, but on the other hand, we say to the machzik, where's your shtar? And therefore, we can't give it to him on the basis of, we can't give the karka to the machzik on the basis of the ragulayim l'dover of the shtikas amarakama, because kenegdolei we have the reis of achre shtarach. L'achre sholosh came to le mizdar b'tfei. After 3 years, when you're no longer in the shtar, so there's no longer a tain of achre shtarach. Isherle hai taino. So now this tain of achre shtarach is no longer cogent. Ramina loy lechinim shosak. So now we say, you know what, the marakama, why was he shosak? Taka loy lechinim, he was shosak because he sold you the karka. You don't have an achre shtorach to mess it up, and therefore you become a mukshik. That comes from the Ramban. And out there, so you have the Rishon Agamar, and first we have the Ran over there, and Daphne base is exactly the same as the Ramban. And then in Agamar, you also have the Ritva, says, Midas Atzmai, it was strange, he says, he said it in front of the Ra'ah, the Ra'ah was Mishabechit. Doesn't mention that this is also the shita of the Rabban. But the Ritva is also mamish al derech zeh. The lashon of the Rabban is a reglayim l'dover. I pointed out yesterday. The lashon of the Ritva that it's a raya. The shita of Rabban is a raya, but the chayra is basically the same kind of mahalach. So it comes out with the Ramban. What does that look like? Comes out with the Ramban that the Ramban chazok is based on midulei micha. Fundamentally, chazok is based on midulei micha. The shtick of the Bailim is a hechacha, or a glayim adover, that the karka belongs to the machzik. And the point of the Ramban is that that's true by a cotton too. The shtick is a Bailim, even if the machzik is a cotton, but the shtick is a Bailim, you could be meicha. Even if, the point of the Ramban is, even by a cotton you could be meicha. Yeah, it's not going to work as a hasro lishma story, because in a cotton you can't be master lishma story. But that's not what Chazok and Machar are all about. Chazok and Machar are about that Shtikas Habaylim is a reglayim with over that he sold it, and Machos Habaylim undermines that raya. The point of Machar, if the whole point of Machar would be just Hasra L'Shmashtaray, so then you couldn't be meicher to a cotton. How could you be meicher in a cotton? How could you be meicher to a cotton? The cotton is not a bar hasra that you should tell him to be. So if the machzik is a cotton, it would be like the marakamas in Medina Sayyam. It's a case where you can't be meicher. And if you can't be meicher, there's no chazaka. Says the Ramban, no, that's not a machazaka. That's not what machazaka does. At least the Lashon Ramban is not. That's not all that it does. I'm not even sure why you say that's not all that it does. That's not all that chazaka. But that's what he says. It's not all that it does. What machazaka does is that it undermines the chazaka meikara. The chazaka is from the fact that you weren't meicher. The chazaka is from the fact that there's a reglayim ledover. The silence of the marakama makes a reglayim ledover. So what does machar do? It undermines the basis of the chazaka. Because if I'm meicher, then I wasn't quiet. The chazaka is from the fact that the marakama was, I'm the marakama. The chazaka is from the fact that I was quiet. But if I'm meicher, then I wasn't quiet. So that's shaykh by chotin too. Who cares if the chotin is yegin and nizir in the star, not nizir in the star? If I'm quiet, then is there a glayim ledover that it belongs to the chotin? And if I wasn't quiet, then there's no right that belongs to the cotton. So therefore, even a cotton could have chazaka, because you still have the shtikas abayim, which is a raglayim dover that it belongs to the cotton. The Ramban says. So basically, the feet. What's the accomplishment of machar? What is machar tu'uf? What does it accomplish? The feet, the yesh mefarshim, what machar accomplishes is that it's a hasro lishma shtar. In a kotin, it's not shaykh macha. If it's not shaykh macha, it's not shaykh hazaka. Lefi the Ramban, macha is not, the accomplishment of macha is not that it's a hasro lishma shtar, but rather, it's just that if I'm meicher, then I wasn't shaysik. Chazaka is based on my shtiko. But if I'm meicher, then I wasn't shaysik. So that's what macha does. Macha makes it that I wasn't shaysik. If I wasn't shaysik, then you undermine the raglayim. Then you undermine the raglayim with omer min hasheresh. So you undermine the chazok min hasheresh. Ramban is the hochi muchuch pasugid reish pirkin kiramar. That his mahalach that he's saying is muchuch and agama. It's not immediately obvious where it's muchuch and agama. On the contrary, our Gemara says, the Rava says, Tlashtim is Dornish Bishtar. That a person, the Chazok is based on the fact that you throw Yishar after 3 years. If anything, our Gemara sounds more like the Yesh Mefarshim, that it's all a story about throwing at the star. And then the Omali Abai, Machosh Le Befonov, Yimoches Bapoy, Avim is Dahar Nebishtaroi. The Chorin Rava and our Gemara always see is talk about throwing at the star. That's what the Yesh Mefarshim were coming from. The Yesh Mefarshim looked at our Gemara, they said, you see, Chazok is all about throwing at the star. That's why some of these, so he says, we'll see later, this is the sheet of the Rosh, that the whole chazaka said takonas lechama. You throw away the shtar, they made a takana that you become a muksuk. And then they made another takana for the marakam. It's all a story about throwing out the shtar. Nothing to do with middle emich at all. The Ramban's mechadish that there's something more than what it says in Agamar. That Agamar is that there's something going on more than what it says on the surface of Agamar. That there's also a middle emich going on, and the macha undermines the middle emich. So, but the 3 years is to get rid of the achvish shtar. Okay, but where does he see that in Agamar? Where's the Hechocha from Agamar that the Ramban is right? There's some Hechocha from the Gemara. That's so clear what the Ramban means. We say Hochim Muchot in Agamar. There's such a Hechocha. Bereish Pirkin is such a Hechocha. So L'chaira, the Pshat in the Ramban is, what did he see in Agamar? That the Ramban learned up in Agamar, that after all, he said yesterday, Ha'ikir Chosim Diverol. The whole Gemara is to explain where does Chesed Moshalim come from. How do you become a muksuk after 3 years? And what does Rava say? Rava explains why you don't become a muksuk before 3 years. Because there's an achvish shtarach. Okay, but what about but how do you become a muksuk after 3 years? So I said yesterday, I thought the silence, the shvayim indicates this, that this Rava is a hemshech of the earlier Ravas. Tlashtin mochil, tlashtin kopid, tlashtin mochil, tlashtin lekopid, fei kopid. And now, I asked, what about the Baral Yoshev? So Rava now adds, now we see from Rav, it's all one hemshech. Rav is explaining how does chazaka work. So explain before he already explained chazaka works basically because he's kopid. The merkama is kopid. The merkama, it bothers him that you're eating this field. And if he's quiet, then it's right that he sold you the field. Because otherwise, why was he quiet? He should be makbid. And we're not being chayzer from that. Because if we've been chayzer from that, the ikir chasam nasefer, we need to explain the mechanisms of a chazaka. The mechanism of a chazaka is that a person is makbid. The mechanism of chazaka is the kpedus of bayil. So then what takes 3 years? So we had a havelin, and maybe it takes 3 years to be makbid. We slug that up because that's certainly not true for everybody. Some people are makbid very fast, even in 1 day. So therefore, we have to say no. The kuppet is it doesn't have to. The kuppet doesn't take 3 years. The kuppet is right away, and that's the basis of the chazaka. So what takes 3 years? What takes 3 years? The greater achvish torach. So the Ramban read our Gemara that it's one hemshach that we're still going with the svar of kuppet. The main thing of chazaka is kuppet. The main what makes chazaka is the kpeid of the marakama. The marakama ought to be makbid, and if he's not makbid, it's regular and lower than he sold the field. We're not being chayzer from that because otherwise we didn't explain chazaka at all. We're just explaining, so what takes 3 years? So Rava finally says, first we thought maybe what takes 3 years is the kibbutz itself. Now we slugged up. So what we come around to is that what takes 3 years is to get rid of the achvei, shtar. So that's the pshat about. So he read in our sugya that it's muchach in our sugya that we're still going with kopit, that the chazok is built on kopit. And the raglayim would over from the shtikas of Baal. And when does that happen? That happens right away. The Ritva called it after Achila Rishona. Right, that's right away. After one Achila, you already have the kuppet. So it comes out L'chayr, L'fi Raman, an interesting thing. That there's two different kinds of macha. There's a macha the first year. We're going to talk about the first achil and the first shana interchangeably, just because it's easy. But I'm not sure; maybe they're not exactly the same. But basically, after the first time, so there's the macha in the first year. What does the macha do in the first year? If the marakama was meich in the first year, how does that undermine the chazaka? Because it undermines him in hashayrish. The whole chazaka is from the fact that he was shaysik. Well, if he was meich, then he wasn't shaysik. So it never even gets off the ground. But what about after the first year? What about the second year and the third year? What if the first year he was quiet? But he was Mecha the second year, or he was Mecha the third year. So how does Mecha work then? By that point already, we have a Raglayim Dover from Ishtika the first year. So why was no Chaz? Why did Chazoka not take hold? Only because it was Nachvei Shtar? But after 3 years, you're going to throw away the Shtar? So what did Mecha accomplish? Maybe somebody can get me a... Can I tell you to get my marker from my office? There's a key and it's in the... Like this middle door. L'chari, that's how it comes out. It was L'fidah Rabban, Toshib Shat Rabban, is that you have a middle and after year one. If the Marakam was Shoysik in year one, you already have a middle and so what takes 3 years? The middle of Micha you already have. The Machzik has the middle of Micha in his pocket. He has a raya or a glayim over from the shtik of the Marakama. So what takes another 2 years? Because the Marakama can say to him, "Ach v'shtarach, where's your shtar?" So we're waiting 3 years for him to have an excuse to throw out a shtar. After he throws out the shtar after 3 years, what's the chazaka then based on? When we say loy lachinam shosak, once you're allowed to throw away your shtar, so what's your chazaka based on? And the shtik of the Baalim already for the first year. So now, when the Marakama is Meicha, so how does he defeat? How does that defeat the Chazaka? So if he was Meicha already the first year, you have 3 years. You have year one. Two, three. I'm not sure if this picture's in there. The base of anything. So chazok is the middle emicha is already in year one. Middle emicha, you have reglayim ledover. So you already have the raya already in the year one. If you shoist it the first year, you already have the machzik now has a raya that the sod is his. But what takes another 2 years? Because he has to get past the achvish shtar. But once he gets past the achvish shtar and he throws out the shtar, L'chor, now the chazaka is built on the shtika of the first year. So what does it help if the marakam is meicha the second year? What's accomplished if the marakam is meicha the second year? At the end of the day, at the end of year three, the machzik's going to throw out a shtar, and he'll say to the marakam, but I have the first year you were shaysik, Rav Haim, that the sort of belongs to me. What is healthy umecha the second year? But I already have eruv and leover from the first year. So what's the answer? Pasuk shot. Eruv and leover
until 30.
No, but it's a Ramban says it's eruv and leover right away.
Yeah, but he still could be mochet.
He should have been meichel the first year. He's supposed to be meichel. There's a reglaim garment from the first year that he should have been meichel. After the first year, the machzik has a raya already. Why was he that quiet? One achila should trigger a machel. Why was he quiet? Reglaim garment that it belongs to the machzik. Okay, he can't pull it out yet. The machzik he can't use it yet because meanwhile there's an achvish dar. But he'll get past year three. He'll throw the shire out the window. There'll no longer be an achvish dorach, and then he can pull out the original reglayim lover from the first year, and he can be zeich in the sod. What does it help to be meichel later? I'm not going to take so many. I don't want to do too much. I think we have to sort of transition a little bit. I think the answer is because we have a lot to do today, and we're already getting older. We don't need so much handhold. I think that the answer is that if he's meichel the second year, so part of the macha is a hasra lishma shtar. No, it's in economy. There's a reglaim of the first year, but that's outweighed by the achvish shtar. So now the Murakama wakes up, and in the second year he's meichel. So that macha tells him to be nizir in the shtar. That says in Agamara. Abai said that it says in Agamara. Yimochis ba'poy havim is the harne b'shtar. Machal creates the unizer in the shtar. So what Machal does is that it extends the achvish shtar past the third year. When you make in year two, you get another 3 years of achvish shtar. The Gemara says you have to make every 3 years. So when he's make in year two, he gets a year's extension of the achvish shtar. If he's make in year three, he gets a year's extension of the achvish shtar. So that's how Machal in year two prevents the chazaka from going through. That's kach b'pshuta. So comes out an interesting thing. That macha works differently the first year than it works in the second and the third year. When you're meichel the first year, you undermine the whole basis for the chazaka. There's no longer a midah lemichel. The second year, but if you were quiet the first year, so that's it. Fafal. Now there is a midah lemichel. There is a reglayim udavar. It doesn't help to be meichel. From that point of view, it doesn't help to be meichel later. You already made the. There's already a reglayim udavar. You can't wake up 5 years later and be meichel. The reglayim would already happen. Once 12 months have passed and he was shaysik for those. Once the first achil is passed and he was shaysik, there's a reglayim udavar finished. You can't fix that anymore. It's muvus loyuchul l'sakeh. So what is help to be? But you have an achvish torah. The Murakama, I'll be the achvish. I'm always the Murakama. So I have an achvish torah. So fine. But after 3 years, I'm going to lose it. No, not so fast. If I'm meichel in year two, I'm meichel in year three, then I can extend the achvish torah continuously, and that way I can prevent the machzik from being machzik. So macha the first year undermines the base of the chazok entirely. It undermines the whole reglayim of it. Macha in year two and year three is tak only as only an answer of the shmashtoy. So the truth is that the site springs the Teres Chaim. The Teres Chaim was mechaven to the pshat of the Ramban. Apparently didn't have a Ramban, but Midas Atzmai, he said, Pshat in the Gemara, Derech the Ramban. The Pshat in Rova is the Yavim Midalimicha right away by the first Achilah. But what takes 3 years is that there's an Achvish Torah that you have to get there. And the Teres Chaim speaks this at the Feresh. The Teres Chaim says there's a difference between Machad the first year and Machad the other years. If I'm Machad the first year, then I undermine the base of the Chazal Kameikar. Then there's no Midalimicha. But if I was shaystik the first year, and I first decided to be meichel the second year or the third year, so then as far as the reglayim dover is concerned, I missed the boat. There's already a reglayim dover. I already made a reglayim dover. I can't go back in time and fix that. But what I could do is I can extend the achvish torah. So machon year two and year three is just to extend the achvish. The way it works is it extends the achvish torah. Machon year one is much stronger. It undermines the whole chazok from the foundation.
Potentially come out as an
akamina
whether the Maracama's mocha in the first versus second and third year, whether he gets
to read in 5 or 3 years? No, anyway, I have to redo macha because I didn't want to. If you're shaysik the first year, Now let's say if you're meicha the first year, so there's no midalei micha the first year. But the second year, if you're shaisef, then there's a new midalei micha. That was, once you're quiet in year one, you can't fix that. You were quiet in year one, the maxik now has a chokha that exists. But if you were not quiet the first year and you screamed, but you were quiet the second year, then there's a new midalei micha. So therefore, you still have to renew your, even if you make it the first year, you still have to renew it. You don't have to renew it every year because you only have to do it every 3 years because you still have the sachar shorach to work with. I don't want to over confuse it, but so the Teres Chaim asks, based on this, the Teres Chaim, from the next line in the Gemara. Because the Gemara then says, Omer Abaye, Omer Abaye, Elamiato, Machosh le Befonov, like the heavy macho. The Omele, Imochis Bapo, Imochis Bapo, Yavim is the Harn of the Shtoy. Abaye is and Robo, Robo, if Robo, why do you have to be, why is it, why are you allowed to be Mechosh le Befonov? You should have to be Mechosh le Befonov in order that he should be Nizim in the Shtar. In other words, Abaye is asking, that a macha, in order to be effective, has to be a hasro lishma shtar. And therefore, es habayi, but if the macha was shalai b'fonov, then it's not a good hasro lishma shtar, so it shouldn't work. The Gemara answers, chavachav, it's like, so you could do the hasro lishma shtar even shalai b'fonov. It's very similar to the one that we have in the previous home. Es the Teres Chaim, I understand Abaye's kasha if the case is that it was meich in year two or year three. So then, the point, the way the machal works is that it creates asrol lishma shtar. So Abaye said, so it's have to be befonov. But in year one, if you're meich in year one, then even shalei befonov should be good. What's Abaye's kasha? If the machal was in year one, then why should it have to be befonov? In year one, I don't need the way machal works in year one is not that it's an asrol lishma shtar to extend the achvei shtarach. The way the machal works in year one is that it undermines the shtika. He wasn't shleisik, so there's no relying on the dover. So why should it have to be befonov? At least as far as Abaye's particular claim. Abaye says, you know, if imochas ba'apoyavim is the heart of the story, machal should be befonov, because otherwise he could say, I threw away the shtar. If you would have been mechid befonov, I would have not thrown away the shtar. The hasro lishma shtar has to be befonov. That's only machal year two or year three. But machal year one has a deeper way that it works. Machal year one works that it just undermines the shtika. There's no relying on the dover. So, mechates that has to be befonov. Says Teres Chaim in the Chenami. Abaye's kasha is only for machon year two and year three. In other words, Abaye understands. If you meich in year one, says Abaye, I understand why it doesn't have to be befonov. Even shalai befonov. In year one, all I have to do, if I'm meich in year one, all I have to do is be oikel reglayim l'dover. So I could be oikel reglayim l'dover, even shalai befonov. The reglayim l'dover is that I was shaysik. Well, I wasn't shaysik. So, in the Chenami, if you're meich in year one, then Abaye understands very well how machon works shalai befonov. Abaye's question is, but what if that was not meicha in year one? What if he waited till year two or year three to be meicha? At that point, he can't fix the reglayim l'dover. The reglayim l'dover already took hold. So how does machal work then? Only because it extends the achvei shtarach. Well, to extend the achvei shtarach shouldn't have to be befonov. Why can't the machzik say, yimochas ba'poya ha'avim izdahar nevishtar? So the Gemara answers, no, even as a machal lishma shtar, it works shalei befonov. That's what the Teres Chaim says. Interesting, yeah.
According to this, how
can a katan survive with a chazak? Interesting, the Rabban himself asked, but make a chazak? Yeah, the Rabban himself said, so why by a katan doesn't have an achvei shtarach?
No.
Yeah, the Rabban himself asked that.
No, I'm saying if years two and three are to be nisar the shtar, so how is that any different than the fish that they're
not? So the Rabban himself says that really, let's say by a katan, really by a katan, there's no achvei shtarach. Because a cotton throws, you can't say to a cotton achvei shtarach. Cotton throws things away. So by a cotton there's no achvei shtarach. So by a cotton you should get a chazak after 1 year. By a cotton you should get a chazak even after 1 year, because reglayim l'dover you have, and what delays the chazak is the achvei shtarach. And by a cotton you don't have an achvei shtarach. So Rabban says an interesting thing, which maybe we'll talk about it, maybe not. He says that Nechanami L'chorin Svar should be the way, but he says, but then it'll come out Mishum She'ein B'das Hifzid. And we say Mishum She'ein B'das Yerviach. that the Kotan gets a chazaka faster because he doesn't have das, and he says it can't be that Mishum Shein Bedas Yerviach. Shein Bedas was mafsid, and therefore it's 3 years. Okay, that needs a Hezbro by itself, but that's what he says. The Ramban himself doesn't ask this question about the Torah's Chaim's question from Abai. But the Ramban himself asks sort of a similar question. The Ramban asks a question from Gemara later in Lamed Ches, where the Gemara is Machlokes, what if the fellow did a Macha, but he did the Macha, the Markama, I did the Macha, but I was Meicha in front of people who cannot carry the Macha to the Machzik. There are people homebound people, not ambulatory, and I know that they're not going to be able to carry the Macha, to go and tell the Machzik about the Macha. So it's an opinion of the Gemara that it's no good. I have to be Meicha in front of people who could carry the Macha to the Machzik. And then the other opinion of the Gemara, which is the way we pass, and that no, it doesn't matter because Chav v'Chav v'Islay, even if they're homebound, but they have people who come to visit them, and they'll tell them, and you know, Chav v'Chav v'Islay, and so it's still called an effective machla. So the Rabban asks, what's the pshat in the Mada Omar that you have to be meich in front of people who could carry the machla to the machzik? Why? Even if they can't carry the machla to the machzik, but you were not shaysik. I wasn't shaysik. I should be consistent, so it shouldn't be confusing. I'm the Mardam. I wasn't shaysik. So who cares if I... There's an opinion in the Gemara that if I was meicha in front of... I was meicha... I went to a senior citizen place and I was meicha in front of people who never leave the building. So there's an opinion in the Gemara that's no good. Because they're not going to carry the macha to the machzik. Esther Ramban, if the whole idea of macha was just to create a ashar l'shmashtara, so that I would understand that opinion of the Gemara. Yeah, we don't pass like that opinion. We pass in Chav v'Chav v'Islay, but I would understand the logic of that opinion. The Macha has to get to the Machzik. But the way the Ramban explained, Macha is just to be Oikil Raglayim Adover. So if the Macha is just to be Oikil Raglayim Adover, so then why can't I be making fun of non-ambulatory people? So what? I wasn't Shaysik. There's no Raglayim Adover. I wasn't Shaysik. I screamed. The people I screamed to couldn't tell the machzik. So what? But I screamed in front of somebody. I wasn't shaysik, so I'm like the Rabbi Levava. So Ramban answers that mandoma holds that if I meich in front of people who can't move, who can't go anywhere, then it shows that I'm baish in this macha, that I don't want anybody to hear about the macha, and it must be because my macha really is not true. In the macha itself, you see that I'm hiding the macha. And why didn't the Ramban answer like the Torah's Chaya? What's his kasha in the first place? Maybe the Gemara is talking about year 2 and year 3, where the macha is an asar l'shmashtara taka. The answer is poshut, because those in Abaye, you can say Abaye's kasha. Why do you have to be mechah? Why does it help to mechah? Before now, Abaye's kasha was addressed to macha in year 2 and 3. Abaye is good with year 1, but he's asking on year 2 and year 3. But in the Gemara, you're talking about this, there are Amoraim who really hold and really say that if you're meich in front of people who can't move, if I'm meich in front of people who can't move, then my macha is no good. And the Gemara is not mechalik that my macha is only not good in year 2 or year 3, but in year 1 it is good. The steam is that Gemara is master that according to those opinions, that if you're meich in front of b'neyodim she'enim yechadim, if I'm meich in front of b'neyodim she'enim yechadim la'alach, my macha is no good. Those Amoraim didn't say my macha is no good in year 2 or year 3, but it is good in year 1. The steam of the Gemara is master that sheep in the Gemara holds that my macha is no good even in year 1. Why, Esther Rambam? What do you mean? There's no raglayim l'dover. I'm oikler raglayim l'dover from the very I'm oikler raglayim l'dover min hashoresh. I'm oikler my shtik min hashoresh. Says the Ramban, it's based on a different thing. It's based nothing to do with Asar Lishma story, but rather on the idea that I'm being baish. Maybe if I'm meicha deliberately in front of people who are not able to go anywhere, that shows that I'm baish. That's not a macha for a different thing. That doesn't touch the raglayim l'dover. Forget, that's the raglayim l'dover. The raglayim l'dover is that instead of screaming in front of healthy people like a normal person, I went and I screamed in front of invalids. Why did I go and scream in front of invalids and not in front of healthy people? It must be because I'm baish. I really don't want it to get out because I know I'm going to have egg on my face because it's really not mine. Okay, so that's the Ramban. There's more in the Ramban, but let's, for the time being. So I mentioned yesterday Shaymish Bades Akasha, famous Kasha. Shaymish Bades Akasha says the fee, according to the Ramban, comes out that really the Raglayim L'dover, the Iker Raya of the Chazoka, the real legs of the Chazoka you have after the first year. So what takes so long? What do you have to have 3 years for? Because even though after 1 year you already have the raglayim was over, you I'm the Murakami, you're the machzik. So you already have after 1 year you already have the raglayim was over, you have the basis for the chazaka. But in year two or year three, I can still say to you, Achrei Shtorach, I can make a reyesim. So like that man calls it, I think a reyesim. The Torah Sholosh, I'm meeting the machzik, Achrei Shtorach. But after 3 years, the lame is dying, is truly haitaina. But after 3 years, since you threw out your star, so I can't say to you anymore, Achrei Shtorach. So then we say, Loi Lachinim Shosak, and now, Lachara, it means, now you're Zaychatak with the first year. It comes out basically that after 3 years, you are Zaych in the Karka, Mikoyach, my Shtika, Mikoyach, the fact that I was Shaysip the first year. You don't even need my Shtika the other 2 years. You needed it that you should be able to write your star, but as far as the etzim basis for the chazok is concerned, my silence the first year was already a right. It was already the reglai l'dom. You need me to be so quiet in year two or year three, because otherwise I'm extending the achvi star. I would have extended the achvi star. But once we get past that, and there's no achvi star, and you threw out your star, so then when you come to the base and you want to be zeich in the karka, you're zeich in the karka, mikoyach, the shtik of the first year. He asks the Shara Mishpot, so that's the case. So let's say, so what happens, what about a case where you claim that you were there for 3 years, but you only have Aiden that you were there for 1 year. And you claim that you were there for 3 years, and I claim that you were there for less than 3 years. So the din is poshut in the Mishnayos, that is no good. You have to have Aiden for every single year. Ask the Shara Mishpot, why? Once you have 1 year, Aiden on 1 year you have. That means you have proof that the sod is yours. I want to make a raise. I want to say, yeah, but where's your star? So you say, I threw it out. You say that you threw it out. You were there for 3 years, you threw out the star. And I say, I don't think you were there for 3 years. I don't think you had a right to throw out the star. So what do we have? We have a vadai raya midalei micha. There's a vadai raglayim l'dovah that the sod is yours. And then we have a suffix that maybe there's a raya of achvei shtorach. So l'chara, I don't call it in suffix mitzvah midei vadai. The burden of proof to prove this array says, if I want to claim, you have a proof that the sod is yours. 1 year, so you have a proof of the sod. The Ritva calls it a proof, the Ramban calls it a glayim dover, but whatever chazok is made up of, you have already from the first year. And that you can validate with Eidim. So if we knew for a fact that you were there for less than 3 years, so then I would say, oh, achvei shtorach, look, you were there for less than 3 years, where's your star? We don't know for a fact, maybe you were there 3 years, maybe you were there 2 years, we have no idea. I'm the Murakama from 5 years ago, that we know. Meanwhile, we don't know what happened. So you can't, we don't know one way or another. Maybe you were there for 3 years, maybe you were not there for 3 years. So there's a maybe Achvei Shtorach. There's for sure a Glayim Udover after the first Achilah. Maybe there's a Reyes of Achvei Shtorach. How could a maybe there's a Reyes of Achvei Shtorach undermine? You're about to have a Glayim Udover. You have the Raya that the Sod is yours. I claim that maybe there's an Achvei Shtorach. Maybe there is, maybe there's not. The burden should be on me to prove that there's a Reyes of Achvei Shtorach. But it's not that way. The Mishnah say not that way. That you have to bring proof that you have to bring Aiden for every single year. That is the famous kasha of the Shara Mishpat. There's a similar kasha that the Achayim ask. Shara Mishpat doesn't ask this kasha, I think. But the Achayim ask, I think he doesn't ask. Maybe he does. But there's another famous kasha from a Tshuvas Haran. The Haran is a Tshuvas, and Tshuvas Haran Simon Ayin Hey. Let's see the following case. I was meiche in front of two Eidim. I was meiche in front of two Eidim. Healthy Eidim, or Eidim were capable of not crippled Eidim, but it's real regular Eidim. It's a good macha, and these are Eidim that's going to create a chavre islay, and everything was fine and well. But then these Eidim, they come to us 3 years later. And they tell us, they say, Eidus and Beis Din, that they never told anybody about the Macha. Taisus also talks about this same thing. They never told anybody about this Macha. So now we have, on the one hand, a good Macha, the Shaitli, who was a good Macha, checked off all the boxes, I did a proper Macha. On the other hand, the Macha never went anywhere. It never reached the ears of the machzik. So is there a chazok or is there not? And then 3 years went by. You know, this maybe I did this. And now 3 years have gone by, and you want to be machzik. We say to you, and I say, well, I was meicha. Where's the shtar? And you say, I never heard the macha. So I threw out the shtar. I was allowed to throw out the shtar. I never heard the macha after the tefillah. I'm allowed to throw out the shtar. And you're telling the truth, because we know. We have actually Eidim telling us that it's actually true, that Eidim Macha themselves are made, that they never told, they took a vow of silence or something afterwards, and they never told anybody about the Macha. So what's the din? How should it be done? On the one hand, I was Moichah properly. So I did the right thing. On the other hand, you did the right thing. You threw out your star after 3 years. Nobody, you never heard of any Macha, so you threw out your star after 3 years. So I did the right thing, you did the right thing, so what do we do in such a case? Says the Ran, there's no chazak. It's not a good chazak. I would. Says the Ran, why? So the Ran, this is a different reason, but the Ran says, that because he says, the way Machor works, it's not the way Machor works, Eino Mitam, that we say, well, you must have heard about it, and therefore you should have kept your shtar. Even if we know for a fact that you never heard about it, your chazok is nothing, because chazok is based on the fact that is based on my silence. Chazok is ultimately based on the reglayim d'over. Remember, the Ran d'Akhmet base is exactly like the Ramban. The Ran is from the same sheet as the Ramban. So therefore, says the Ran in this tshuva, the basis of chazok is my silence. Midulei Micha is a Rabbayim Adover that I sold the soda to you. Well, here, I was not silent. Eidim are made that I wasn't silent. I was Mecha. Well, if I was Mecha, who cares if you never heard about it and you threw out your star? Tough luck. You need Chazok has to be based on Midulei Micha. And I was Mecha, so there's no Chazok in the first place. That comes from the Ran. And at face value, Gevaldik, the Ran, Lishitosu, he holds like the Ramban. The chazaka is not like the Yeshivoshim. Macha is not only as harlish mashtorai, as Macha rather undermines the chazaka from the shirish, because chazaka is based on my silence. But if I'm meichah, then I wasn't silent. Everything's very good, except that the Ran is not only talking about a case. The Mefurshin Ran is not only talking about a case where I was meichah the first year. He's talking also about a case where I didn't do anything the first year, but the second year, or maybe the third year, I was meichah in front of Eidim. Eidim, who then decided to have a tiny dibur for the next 2 years, and the Ran says that's also no good because chazok is based on midulei micha. So, let me ask 1 second. That would be good if I was meicha the first year, then I would understand the Ran. I was meicha the first year, and then I was oikah the raglayim dover meikara, and then every year thereafter probably also, because every year could be a new midulei micha. So every year if I was meicha every year, year one and year two and year three. So then the Ran would be 100% right. There was never a glayim udover. The chazaka was the chazaka never got off the ground. But the Ran's not only talking about such a case. The Ran is likewise talking about cases where machod doesn't have to be every year. The Ran's talking about just as much a case where I decided to be mecha the second year. I decided to be mecha the first year, the third year, and even in such a case, the Ran says that the chazaka is no good because I was oikir the chazaka minash sherish. Because chazok is based on my silence, and I was not silent. So how does that shtim? So it sounds like the Ran holds that there's no that the regular needs a shtika for all 3 years. First of all, it doesn't make sense in Sfar. I mean, chayrut l'chu. Yeah. Besides Shari Mishpat, it brings back to Shari Mishpat. Sorry. Yes, how does that make sense? I'm getting... Never mind it. So how does that make sense? The Chor, the Reglayim, don't we have after the first year? The Machod, the next 2 years, like the Teres Chaim works out, the Machod, the next 2 years, is only... If you were quiet the first year, and you first woke up to be Melech the second and the third year, the Reglayim would have already happened. So now Machod has to work with an Achvish Torah, that you extend the Achvish Torah. Every year that you're Melech, extends the Achvish Torah for another year. But the Ran says not that way. So we have two fundamental questions on the sheet of the Ramban, the Ran. And the basic sheet of the Ramban, likewise the Ran of Derech Zeh Ritva, is that the Midulei Micha you have after the first Tachiyah. The Reglayim Udovah you have after the first Tachiyah. I was Shoysik the first year, that already gives you a Reglayim Udovah. That's really the basis of Chazok. But till 3 years are by, till 3 years go by, I can say to you, Achri Shtarach. Now, what does Machah do? So here we have the Torah's Chaim, speaks out what the Chaim is logically entailed by the Rambam. Torah's Chaim speaks out. If I'm Meicha the first year already, and I guess every year thereafter, if I'm Meicha every year, so that I never let the Chazokah go off the ground, then the way the Machah works is I prevent the Chazokah from ever getting off the ground. Like the Rambam says in the Tshuva. And it's not a Chazokah Meikar. But if the first year I was quiet, so then you have already there a guy with us. So what does Machah do the other 2 years? If I first waited to be Meicha until the second or the third year, then Machah has to work a different way. And then Tz Chaim speaks as apathetic. Then the Machah has to work that I'm extending the race of Achmishtar. So we have two big kashas, and the number one, the kashas of the Shah Mishpah. So if you don't know how many years that you were there, you can't prove how many years you were there. There's Einim for 1 year. The other two, you claim that you were there and I deny it. So then the burden of proof should be on you. The burden of proof should be on me. You're fine. You have a raya after the first year. The midah l'micha you have after the first year. I'm claiming there's a raya of achrishtarach because 3 years haven't gone by yet. I should have to prove that, not you. And then we have this other kashya from the Tshuva Saran, where the Tshuva Saran says that if I was meicha in front of people who then decided, who then didn't tell anybody, so you never had the astra not to throw out your shtar. So when you threw out the shtar after 3 years, it was totally legitimate, and there's no achrishtarach against you. Says the Rambam, it doesn't matter because at the end of the day, there's no chazaka because chazaka is based on a revival that I was shaysik and I was not shaysik. Which l'chayr only makes sense if I was meicha every single year. But in a case where I was meicha only the second and the third year, which the Rambam is certainly including what in his discussion, in those kind of cases, why? So then the chazaka should yes be good because from my silence the first year I wasn't meicha to anybody. So my silence the first year gives you the revival dova. And Machah, the next 2 years, only works with an Achrish Darach. But if you never hear about it, then it doesn't create an Achrish Darach. So on these two kashas, there's a teretz, famous teretz from Rav Reuven Grzybowski. Grzybowski was, in case you don't know, Reuven Grzybowski was a Baruch Pes son-in-law, and he was Shiva in Beis Medrash Eliyahu in Muncie. Reuven said, that the Ramban says that my silence the first year is already a raya, is already a reglaim l'dover. The fact that I was quiet the first year and I let you stay there, it's already a reglaim l'dover. From the first tachila, the first year, it's already a reglaim l'dover that the field must be yours. That's only had it not been for the achrishtar. But had Rava not said that a person, that there's an achrishtar for the first 3 years, then my silence the first year would have to be a proof that the sod is yours. But now that Rava tells me that the first 2 years is an achrish torach, that I can come to you anytime and I can say to you, where's the shtar, until 3 years have gone by. So now I also know that. I also know that I have an achrish torach that I can always pull out and take you out of the field until 3 years go by. So now already, my silence is no longer a reglaim l'dover. Because you know why I was quiet the first year? I was quiet the first year because I said, what's my rush? I'll come back in next year or the year after, I'll pull out an achrish torach, and I'll chase, and I'll throw you out of the field. So only after 3 years that I no longer have the achrish torach, then my silence becomes a reglaim l'dover that the field is yours. He's explaining Rava. The Ramban is just explaining Rava. What's Rava saying? Flashing is, how does the fact that after 3 years you throw away the shtar, how does that explain? How does that explain Chazaka? That just explains that there's an Achrish Torah. Well, we spoke through all the time. Rava is explaining why there's no Chazaka within 3 years, but it doesn't explain why there is a Chazaka after 3 years. So Ramban says it goes like this. Fundamentally, my shtika is a Raya Miyah. I'm quiet. There's a Raglayim Dover Miyah that the Sodah should belong to you. But against that, there's an achrish torach. I can say to you, where's the shtar? And here, Rav would interject. And because I can, this Ramban didn't say beferish, but here Reb Ruben interjects his chiddush that, and once there's a once I can say to you ach v'shdorach, then there's no red line over my silence either, because you know why I was quiet the first year, because I was planning to say to you ach v'shdorach the second year, the third. But after 3 years go by and you throw away the shtar, so then I lose the ach v'shdorach. Once I lose the ach v'shdorach, then my quiet, my silence, my having been silent for 3 years until you threw out the shtar, that already becomes a raya, a raglayim lulavat of the sadas years. So it comes out, Reuben, it's not a lumbus Reuben, it's a cheshbon in psychology, that the whole raglayim lulavat after 1 year is only il mole the ach v'shdorach. But now there's an ach v'shdorach, I'm also a lamb, and I also know that I have an ach v'shdorach. So once I have the security in ach v'shdorach, I'm not in a hurry to be meichel. Normally, I'm in a hurry to be meichel. You're doing an achila, I have to be meichel right away. You're doing an achila, you're taking my peiros. But now that I have an achvish torach, it shouldn't show that I'm acquiescing. But now I know. I also learned the Gemara. I know that I have an achvish torach. So why should I be meichel? I'm busy. Why should I be meichel? I'm busy. I'll come back the next year and I'll chase you out with an achvish torach. Once you have the achvish torach, then the red lion dover also doesn't kick in until after 3 years. That's your Ugun's what. It's a very balabatish chesmu. Says Rav Ruben, but now it's mature. It's all the kashas. Because now it comes out that Aliba de Emes, there's no reglayim lodover until after 3 years. Because I'm constantly relying on the ach v'shdorach. After 3 years, when you throw out the shtar, you're allowed to throw out the shtar, then my silence becomes a reglayim lodover. Therefore, so that's mature. It's both kashas. Kasha, what was the kasha of the Shara Mishpat? In a case where we're not sure if there was, if you were, I claim you were there for less than 3 years, and you said that you were there for 3 years, but there's only Einim for 1 year. There's only Einim on 1 year. So the din is, I win. You have to prove, you didn't prove Chesed Gimel Shalom, you lose. Why? Ask the Shara Mishpat, why should that be true? You have a raya from my shtika of 1 year, you already have a raya. You already have the raglayim with over. I'm claiming there's an achvish torach, the burner proof should be on me. Says Rav Ruben, the answer is, no, it's not true. In some hypothetical universe where there will be no achish torach, then there will be a reglayim lodover after 1 year. But in the world that we live in, there's only a reglayim lodover after 3 years. So you want to say a reglayim lodover, you have to prove the 3 years that there's a reglayim lodover. I claim that there's no reglayim lodover in the first place. Because every time you have a suffix, whether 3 years or not, it's not only a suffix in the achish torach, it's a suffix in the reglayim lodover. The burner proof is on the mask.
So this is not that you need like almost a fourth year of achila to become suffix?
No, it all happens together. Once you threw out the shtar, and I was silent until you, close man, I have an achvish torach. My silence can be explained. But the second I wait till after 3 achilas. So now my silence. It's similar to the Rashba, that if I wait till after you throw, I'm silent until you threw out the shtar. Then my silence is relying though. Doesn't need another achilas. If I was quiet for 1 year, I was relying on achvish torach. I was quiet for 2 years, I was relying on achvish torach. But if I was quiet until you threw out the shtar, then my silence already is relying though. Maybe it's also good to run. So now it comes out that even that machon, not only the, it's not like Teres Chaim. Reuven is not like Teres Chaim. It comes out now that if I'm meicha, let's say I was quiet the first year, but I was meicha the second year. So the figure Teres Chaim, the reglayim lodover is already here from my quietness the first year. So how does my machon work the second year? It just creates an achvish torach. The fear of Reuven is not true. Once there's an achvish torach, my silence the first year is not indicative of anything. So if I'm meichel the second year, how does the machal work? Not only because it extends the achvish torach, but because it's oikun chazok and meikar. I was not silent. Now, in order for there to be a chazok in the first place, in order for there to be a reglayim lodover in the first place, you need me to be silent for 3 years. Well, I wasn't. I screamed the second or the third year, so I was not quiet. There's no chazok and meikar. So the tshuva saran is very good. Says the Ran. What if in year two or in year three I went to Aden and I was meicha, so that I wasn't quiet? Either Aden then took a vow of silence and they didn't tell anybody. Okay, that's so what? But I was not quiet. If I was not quiet, then there's no reglayim lodover, because the reglayim lodover, in order to be a reglayim lodover, I have to have been shaysik for 3 years, and I was not shaysik for 3 years because I went to Aden and I screamed at the top of my lungs that I'm being meicha. It's not my fault that they never told anybody. Here's someone.
And then he gives that reason. So I don't understand the reason, but
It seems that the Ramban is saying Lamaskana, really the Katam should be okay after 1 year. According to Reuven, it shouldn't be.
Katan is not a fishtarach at all. So if it's not a fishtarach, you should have a raya after a year.
The Ramban gives like a technical reason, but not like a fundamental, like what Reuven is saying.
Right, it's good. I think it's good for Reuven. In the case of a cotton, let's say a cotton for all 3 years. Not a father and a son. Let's say the cotton for 3 years cotton. I don't think I'd really have such a case, because how would he, cotton can't sell the field, but...
No, so what happens to the father, I think the Gemara over there, right, is where the father
died. Okay, so let's
died.
Say the father. So let's say the father died after a year, the cotton was there for 2 years. So now, so now there's no achishtarach. So if there's no achishtarach, so that's my science. The first year was nothing because Reuven. I was relying on Achishtarach. But the second year, I couldn't rely on Achishtarach anymore because I know the guy's cut. So the second year, I needed to be Meichel the second year. If I was quiet the second year, it should be right away Chazaka.
That's what the Ramban says.
But, Frekta Ramban, but why is that true? I mean, that should be true, but it's not true. But why is that not the halacha?
It's like a technical reason, but according to Reuven, there's a much more fundamental reason.
Why? The fear
because
of Reuven.
What do you mean? From the fact that I have 1 year of a raglayim ledavar is nothing, because I can still have. I can be relying on the next 2 years.
Yeah, but you have the next raglayim. But you have this year's raglayim ledavar.
But
let's say you're okay. So the father was there for 1 year, and then the cotton was there for 2 years. So let's say the first year's quiet is tapil. The fear of Reuven is nothing, because I was relying on the achrishtarach. But then the father died. Now it's the cotton. The second year's silence already is a raya. Because I can't rely on that Achrishtarach anymore.
This guy has a responsibility to know what's happening.
That's the assumption that everybody knows everything. I know what Medina, the Machzik even knows what Medina the Merkam is. So the Merkam is, that's the assumption. That's not we can take as given. So the second year I should have been Lecha. I can't rely anymore on the Achrishtarach. I should have been Lecha the second year. So why does Chazaka need 3 years? It should be enough. 1 year after the death of the father should be enough. Says Rabban and Chanami, but then it'll come out. Mishein l'das yirviach. The fear of Reuven, we could be marviach. Another question, which Reuven himself doesn't talk about, but other Rechayim talk about. There's another question in the Ramban, which also will be answered by Reuven's work. It's a very, very geschmacky question, so... It's a very geschmacky question. You have like this. You have a Gemara in Ksuvos in that club. Gemara talks about how to be Mekayim Chasimus of Eidim. Eidim signed on a star, and I want to validate the Chasimus. So there's various ways you can validate the Chasimus. You could bring Eidim that they recognize the Chasimus. One of the ways you could validate the Chasimus is we could bring another star and compare the Chasimus, and if they match, then we know that they're Emes Chasimus. Says the Gemara, but why is it has to be? So let's say the star that I want to use to validate the chasimah is a star that somebody has that he bought karka. So let's say you have a star that you bought karka and it has chasimah's edim on it, and we want to compare those edim to some other star, make sure that those are really bona fide people, kosher edim, real people. So we'll compare. Look, you have a good star, and we'll compare. You have a good star, and has Edom on it, and we'll compare it. So the Gemara says, but it only works if the shtar that you have is for the purchase of a field in which you were there for 3 years. So that we know that it's your field independent of the shtar, which then tells us that the shtar is a real shtar, and then we could use it to validate the other shtar. But let's say you were in the field for less than 3 years. So then how do we even know the field is yours? Only on the basis of the shtar. So how could you use that star to validate another star? It's Arva Charvetzor. Who says this star is any good? Like you can't use... Again, the case is where the star that you have, we weren't Mekayim the Chasimus. If we were Mekayim the Chasimus, it would be different. But let's say you have a star, but we weren't Mekayim the Chasimus and your star, but we want to use your star to validate another star. Why is your star any more reliable than that star? So if you were in the field already for 3 years, so that means that we have a riot that you bought the field independent of the star. So then the Gimel Shonim, your Chesed Gimel Shonim, can, so to speak, validates your shtar. The fact that you're there for 3 years is proof that you bought the field. So that indicates to us that your shtar mechira, your shtar kinyan, is a valid shtar. We can then use that to validate another shtar.
Okay, so
That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. The details aren't so important, but that's the Gemara. So the Chayyim asked, Lefi the Ramban, why do you have to be there for 3 years? Let's say that you were only in the field for 1 year. Really, after 1 year, you have a right. After 1 year, I was Shaisik. Whoever sold it to you was Shaisik. After 1 year, you have a Gleimeldover. The field's really yours. After 1 year, the field should be yours. What takes 3 years? The only reason why, it's a beautiful question. So the only reason why you have to be there for 3 years is because if it's less than 3 years, we'll say to you, Ach Ishtarach, where's your star? But in the case over there in the Gemara, there's no Ach Ishtarach, you have a star. What do you mean Ach Ishtarach? You have a star. That's the case. You have a star. So there's no Ach Ishtarach. So if there's no Ach Ishtarach, so a Reglai Vodorah that the field is yours, you have. A Reis of Ach Ishtarach Vad is not. So 1 year should be enough to verify, the 1 year being in the field should be enough to verify that the star is a good star. And Mimela, why can't you use it to verify another star? If the Ramban is right, that really Chazok is after 1 year, just Toich Gimel is a Reis of Ach Ishtarach, I say to you Ach Ishtarach, but over there is a star, so how can I say Ach Ishtarach? There's no Reis of Ach Ishtarach if you actually have a star. So, again, Rav Huma didn't ask this kasha. The other Achayim asked this kasha, but the few Rav Huma is also Maturis. That the Ramban said that after 1 year there's a raya, there's a raglai ledover, there's a midol emicho, that's all hypothetically, if not for the fact that it's achvei shtarach. But now in a world in which there's achvei shtarach, so my shtika the first year is nothing. The raya of midol emicho is only after 3 years. So if you were only field for 1 year, so 1 year is not going to have a raya. Maybe the 1 year is not a raya to anything. Maybe the star is mezuyif. And why wasn't the Merakama Meicha? Because he was planning to come in a year from now and say to you, Ach Vishdach. And if you'll put a Shama Zuyif, he'll say, Bim Kain the Chasim. Reuven is very fundamental. That's how Reuven looks. However, all was not entirely well. There was a Ramban later in Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, and the Ramban also. The Ramban and the Ramban, same thing. Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. You have to read Gemara. Whoever they're talking about, they didn't have a dover v'lechatzi dover. The Edim, in order for the Edim to be good, they have to be made on a dover shalom. They can't be made on half a story. So, for example, let's say you have two Edim. They want to be made on somebody, on a Kotin that he's, or a Tana that she's a Gadol, that he's a Gadol. So, two Edim are made on one Sire, we need to stay Sire. So, two Edim are made, so one Sire, and two Edim are made on the other Sire. So, my says nothing. That's not Edim. So, each one is made on something that's nothing. So, the Rishonim ask, all the Rishonim ask, why is that any different than Chesed Kim Lashonim, where it says Befeirish, that if you have two Edim in the first year, and two Edim in the second year, and two Edim in the third year, it's good. It's a good chazok. What? It's chatzid over. 1 year is nothing. You need chesed gimel shanim. So if you need chesed being made on 1 year, when you need chesed gimel shanim, should be like being made on one sire when you need shtei sires. Mishayim is many tables. Some Mishayim say, well, even though the zinib dover goes chatzid over, but if you saw everything that's possible to see at the time, it's good enough. So by shtei sires, you could have seen more, so it's a chatzid over. Like Gimel Shonim, at the time, this is all there was to see. There's other tirutzim. But the Ramban and the Ran, they both answer. I'll read you the Ramban. The Ramban says, and the Ran is out there, I said, Aval gabi chazoko, kol achas v'achas mi'idah, every set of Edom is being made, shu muchzik bo ka'odom ha'machzik v'shaloi. Each one is being made, that he's doing a ma'isa chazok in the field, he's being machzik in the field, ka'odom ha'machzik v'shaloi. Shemiyach ha'shutayin ani lakachtiyo, since he's saying that he bought it, and chazaka just means that he sits in the field eating. That means he eats b'shoifi without anybody bothering him. So he's eating like without anybody bothering him. So that's what chazaka is. Even though the truth is, but you still need more edim. I mean, you're still going to need another two sets of edim to be made another 2 years. Because we're afraid, maybe he only was there for a year. Maybe he was only an Oysa Shana. But still, if he would stay in the Sada for another 3 years, the way he was there for that year, then it would be his. So therefore, the first Eidus is the Haschol of the second Eidus, and it's a good Eidus. It's Dvarim Stumim in the Ramban. What's the Ramban say? They say from Reb Chaim, it's printed in one of the stencil books, Ginzei Agrach, they say from Reb Chaim said, Ramban Tashitosai, that Be'etzem, every year is an Achila B'Shoifi, every year is a Raglayim L'Dover, every year is talking an indication of Bailus. It is a technical halacha, you need to do it three times. Because, like the Ramban explains, there's an Achvish Torach and there's a Reis and so on. But Be'etzim, every year is an Achilu B'Shoifi. Every year it creates a Reglayim L'Dover that the Sod is his. So in Hilchas Chatzi Dover, that's not called the Chatzi Dover. The year Mitzar Atzmai has all of the ingredients of Chatzok. It's enough. He's eating a B'Shoifi. Ka'odam Ha'is Oichel B'Toy Shaloi. It creates a presumption of Bailus. You need another 2 years, because if you're not going to be there for another 2 years, the Merkam will say to him, Achvish Torach. But Be'etzim every year is not like one Sire. One Sire is nothing. It's not a synonym of Gadlus. 1 year is an indication of Bailus. You need another two because you have to get past the Achvish Torah. That's how Rav Chaim said Pshat in the Ramban. And it's a little bit sosim in the Ramban. But if that's the Pshat in the Ramban, it's not like Rav Reuven. Because the fear of Reuven, it's not true. The whole Reglayim L'Dover is only after 3 years. The first 2 years are nothing because the Bailam are Shoysik, the Shtikas are Bailam, and the fact that it's nothing. It's only in an alternative, if there wouldn't be Achvish Torah, you'd have a Reglayim L'Dover after 1 year. But now that there's the fear of Reuven, now the emphasis is that there's only a Reglayim L'Dover after 3 years. So the Chodesh Shavuot to be a Chatzi Dover. It's not so possible that Reb Chaim is right, Pshat, in the Ramban. Maybe it's not so very not clear what the Ramban is saying. It says the whole Ramban, if you look at the Ramban in the base, the original Ramban, it's not so much more like a Reuven altogether. I don't know. It's hard to say Dovah Muchut. There is another Malach in the Ramban. There's a mahalach in the Ramban, a different mahalach in the Ramban, also a beautiful mahalach from Rav Shach and Avi Ezri. Also, they answer the same kasha as Avi Ezri's kasha and the Tshuva Saran. I mean, the Shai Mishpat's kasha and the kasha from the Tshuva Saran, the Gemara and Ksuvas. Rav Shach also only talks about the Shai Mishpat's kasha, but it's the same set of kashas. Those we have on the one in the Ramban that sounds like you have a Reglayim L'Dover after 1 year. The other 2 years are just to get past the Achvish Torah. On the other hand, we have a whole school of Rayas and a Mashma that the whole Chazaka really only happens after 3 years. We have the Shai Mishpat, that you have to bring Eidim in all 3 years. The Chazaka really happened after 1 year, just as a Rayas of Achvish Torah, so bring Eidim for 1 year, and then you'll claim you were there for the other 2 years. But the Marakam had proved not. We have the Chiddush Haran, that if he's Meicha, even if nobody ever hears, even if the Eidim of the Machon never tell anybody. But the Maisi was Meicha, he wasn't quiet, so it undermines the Chazaka from Meikar. What do you mean? That's only if you make it the first year, and if you make it every year. But if you waited to make it the second year, then already the Reglayim never happened. It's too late to be like the Chazaka Meikari. Now you need to make an Achrish Torah. But that's not what it says in Tshuva Sarah. You have to go to Gemara Ksuvos. that you have to be in the field for 3 years in order to use the shtar to be mekayim another shtar. Why? After 1 year, you already really have a chazaka. Elamad is an achri shtar. There's no achri shtar, you have a shtar. All these gemaras, they all seem to indicate that the chazaka, the reglaim, whatever you want to call it, the chazaka only happens after 3 years. But how does that stem with the Esim Ramban? Ramban says that one achil is a right. So we have Reuven's malach. Reuven is a psychological malach. That the Ramban says is a glaim lover after 1 year. That's before there's an achvish torah. But now the Marakam is also a lamdan. He also knows there's an achvish torah. So Megal is quiet and his son's not a riot till after 3 years. So that's Reuven's drake. It's a problem with the Gemara with the Ramban about chatzi dover. Ulay. Shach has another malach. I'll preface something, even though Rav Shach doesn't mention it, I'll preface something that we talked about in Rabbeinu Yonah a few weeks ago. We had Rabbeinu Yonah, who's mechalek in Cheskes Karka and Cheskes Metaltlin. He said that Cheskes Karka needs a taina. He says, Chazok Hashem and taina is no good, the Mishnah. But Cheskes Metaltlin, Rabbeinu Yonah claims, does not need a taina. And he says, the Shach is, one of the reasons he says, is because by Metaltlin, Nachzuki and Ishmagas and Musulay Machzikino. So, therefore, you don't need a taina. So at face value, what does it mean? Haksukin is begasim musloy machzikin. He has a proof. By chazok, you also have a proof. Gimel shalom. It's also a proof. But you need a taina too. So what's Rabbi Yonah saying? So I said, pshat Rabbi Yonah is that by karka, the muhsik is the marakama. The gimel shalom are a raya to be made from a marakama. You want to be made from a marakama with the raya? Fine. You could do that. You have a raya. You could be made from a muhsik with the raya. But you have to tighten. But Shanky by Metaltlin, when we see somebody wearing a jacket, we see that it's his jacket. That's how we see our naive apprehension of the situation without, you know, before we start to think about it, is that it's his jacket. Because we don't think that people are gazlanim. You know, we don't look at the world, it's so jaundiced that everybody's a gazlan. We look at the world, people are not gazlanim. So that's how we see it. We see him as the muhsuk. So if you're the muhsuk, the Merkama wants to take it away from the Muxuk, so the Merkama has to bring it back. But you don't need to tie it. You don't need to tie it. Notice, if he has no rias, you don't have to tie it. Yeah, if he has rias, you better tie it, otherwise he's going to win with his rias. But if he doesn't have any rias, you're the Muxuk. A Muxuk doesn't need to tie it. To be mighty from a Muxuk, you have to tie it. But if you're the Muxuk, you don't need to tie it. At Kaim, we said in Ebenyan. So you see from Ebenyan, it's a Muxuk, that there's such a thing, and there's many rias to this concept, that how do we look at the matzav when it presents itself to us? Does it who do we see as the muhsuk in our first glance at the matzav and our naive understanding? Who does it seem to us as the muhsuk? So, Rav Shach said, well, the muscle is a similar thing that, and we should add that who we see as the muksuk does not necessarily depend on who has the... It does not necessarily need a raya. Moshul. And maybe this is even closer to it. Maybe this is even closer to the idea that I want to bring out. There's a famous Rav Naftali. We talked about it at the beginning of the Masechta. So a while back, the end of the year. That Rav Naftali said, even though there's a concept by Metalpun of that if you're, which is maybe based on Achzukin, that if you're Tofus and Sim Metaltlin, I'm holding this Gemara, there's a Chazok that belongs to me. Rav Naftali said, it's not a proof. Achzukin does not rise to the level of a proof. It's not out of proof. But it makes it that if I'm holding it, we see it as a Tfisus Bible. If I'm holding Gemara, we don't assume that I'm a Gazan. It's not a proof. If you want to make sakas about it, there's no proof. Maybe I am a Gazan. But we don't assume. So Mimela, if I'm being typhus in the Gemara, so then it's we see it as a tfisus bialim and I'm a musk. If I'm not being typhus in the Gemara, if the Gemara is sitting in Rosh Hashanah, even though people saw me with the Gemara yesterday, but now it's just sitting outside in the middle of nowhere, so then there's no kazok. We don't say, well, since I was holding it yesterday, it's a raya that Khalmash Tachas Yorabe Shaloi and I'm a musk in the Gemara now. That's typhus in Daf Lama Gimel. That if you muchzik, if you took Paris, so even though you took Paris from the field, so we assume you bought the Paris, but if you put them down in the street and then the Marakama comes, you're not considered to be a muchzik because you're not holding them. Who cares if you're holding them? But you were holding them yesterday, and there's a chazok. So I'm not totally set. Kol Mastachas Yodah Yoreh Shloi is not a raya. It just makes your tefisa into a tefisa's bottom, and now we look at you as a muhsin. But if when the case comes to based in that you're not holding it, the fact that you're holding it yesterday, and Kol Mastachas Yodah Yoreh Shloi can't be adduced as a raya. This is concept, even Meches is metalfim. Rav Shach said like this. Rav Shach said that when the Ramban says that after 1 year there's a raglayim ledover, that the sod is yours, raglayim ledover is not a proof. The Ramban never meant to say that after 1 year you have a proof that the sod is yours. The Ramban calls it raglayim ledover. Doesn't rise to the level of proof. What raglayim ledover does, to karka, is what the Chazaka Kol Mashatachas Yodoy Harei Ushaloi does to Metaltal in the way of Naftali explains. It's not a raya, but it makes your tfisa, but even tfisa muchachas, not in the sense that it's a proof, but it makes your tfisa a tfisa's bailam that we see you as the muhsin. So after 1 year, proof you don't have, but after before 1 year, you're not even the muhsin. Always the merakam is the muhsin. Kaka b'ches is balei omeres. We always see the merakam by kaka as the muhsin. But after a year, when you're being in the karka is together with the raglayim ledover, so that's not a proof, but that is enough that now we look at your tfisa as a tfisa of a muhsuk. So now you're the muhsuk in the karka, and now the burden of proof is on the barakam who wants to take it away from you. Had it not, that's how it would be. If not, for achvishtarach. But what does achvishtarach do? Achvishtarach, it's also not a proof. But achvishtarach makes it, has the opposite effect. The achvishtarach makes it that you're holding the karka is not perceived as the tfis of a muhsik. Because normal people who are machsik in karka have a shtar. In other words, it's all questions of, how do I look at it? I see you're sitting in the karka. Who do I see as the muhsik? Who's the muhsik and who's the maisi? If you have proof, you don't need to, if somebody has proof positive, we wouldn't need to decide. Whoever has proof is, they would win. But nobody has proof over here. But we have the Marakama, presumptively he's the muhsuk. But now you're in the field, you want to claim that you're the muhsuk. So what do you need to become the muhsuk that now the Marakama should need a raya to be made from you rather than the other way around? So, says the Rabban, ordinarily we would say, after 1 year there's already a raglayim ledover. So after 1 year, you're the muhsuk. Not a proof. But the 1 year with the raglayim ledover would be enough to make you into the muhsuk. But because there's an achishtarach, that means most people, that's not the normal way to be machsik and karka. Normally, to be machsik and karka, you have to have a shtar. Normal people who have karka have a shtar. You don't have a shtar. That means it lacks in your tfisis bailam. You're not holding it kederech shabailam. Kederech shabailam hold things. So therefore, it retards the raglayim ledover should make it that you're the muksuk. It should make your tfisu like a tfisu of a muksuk. We should see you as the muksuk. But the fact that there's an achvishtarach prevents that from happening. Kol's man, you don't have a shtar, and it's not 3 years. So your lack of a shtar makes it that we don't anymore see you as a muhsik. You have a raglayim ledover. Raglayim ledover is not a proof. If you're the muhsik, you don't need a proof. But if you're not the muhsik, then you need a proof, and a proof you don't have. After 3 years, the achvishtarach is no longer effective. Because after 3 years, it's normal to have a shtar. People who have a soda for 3 years are not expected to have a shtar. So now your lack of a shtar no longer stands in the way. Now, the fact that you're being taifisit and the marakam is being shoysit, at this point already, that already becomes indicative that you are now you're holding it kederech shabbailam, kederech shabbailam isim, and therefore you become the presumptive owner. You still don't have a proof, because our lion was never proof. But now it doesn't matter you don't have a proof, because now we see you as the muhsuk. That kind of shach yisai. So this says, you can answer the shayim mishpat's kash. It says, this is the most straightforward part of it. He says, "With this in the Miyusha, what Shamish would ask, let's say you can only prove 1 year. You claim you're there for 3 years, but you can only prove 1 year. So the Shamish would said, so 1 year means you already have the reglayim ledover. So you have a vadi reglayim ledover. So you definitely have a proof that the sod is yours. I'm claiming a reyesa that I'm claiming there's some raya that the sod is not yours. So the burden of proof should be on me to claim that there's a reyesa. You claim there's no reyesa. You say you were there for 3 years. I should have to prove you were there for less than 3 years." That was Sharmish Mitzkash. Now the Kasha, now it's not Shver. Because you never have a proof. Raglayim Ledover is not a proof. Raglayim Ledover just means that your Tfiso looks like a Tfiso's Bailam. So that makes him into a muchzuk. But within 3 years, it doesn't look like a tefisa is valid. Because the nidon here is, are you a muchzuk in the karka? You're not a muchzuk in the karka. Are you holding the karka in a way that we see you as being the bialim? Or are you holding onto the karka in a way that we don't see you as the bialim? You have to prove that you're the bialim. That's the nidon. When a guy's in the field, we want to know, does he look like the bialim? Then the burden of proof is on the marakama that he's not. If he doesn't look like the bialim, then the burden of proof is on the... If you don't look like the bialim, then the burden of proof is on you. If you look like the bialim, the burden of proof is on me. So, if not for after shtar, after a year, you would look like the bialim. Because there would be a red lion would over, you'd have a shayfi. You don't have a proof. A lion would over is not a proof. But you wouldn't need a proof. Because the way you would present the appearance of a bialim. A person's in the field for a year presents the appearance of a bialim. But now that there's after shtar, that means that that's no longer true. A person's in the field for a year does not present the appearance of a bialim. Because bialim have a shtar. So you don't begin to present the appearance of a bialim until after 3 years. After 3 years, you start to look like a bialim, because after 3 years, even bialim don't have a shtar. And so then the 3 years of being there without anybody saying anything, that could then present the appearance of you being a bialim. So now if we're going to ask, so who has to prove that you were there for 3 years? You have to prove that you were there for 3 years. Because if you can't prove that you were there for 3 years, then why should we see you as a bialim? The fact that you were eating for a year, that doesn't make you look like a bialim. It would if they were in a world in which people didn't have shtars. But we live in a world in which people normally have a shtar. So if you're sitting in a shtar, if you're sitting in a field without a shtar, you don't look like a bialim. So if you don't look like a bialim, you may have the reglaim lover. It's true, emes. After a year, you have the reglaim lover. Reglaim lover is not a raya. Reglaim lover only works if it can make you look like a bialim. But if b'mokem achli shtorach, reglaim lover doesn't make you look like a bialim. If you don't look like a bialim, then you have nothing. Then you need a raya, because you're being mitzi from the marakama, and a raya you don't have, because reglaim lover is not a raya. So mele, you have to prove that you were there for 3 years in order to look like a bialim, then you can be zoich with the reglaim lover. That comes from Avshah. Very powerful book. And very powerful book, very gishmak. But with this word, it's also miyushuv, even though Avshah doesn't talk about it, it's also miyushuv the other kashas, the Vashal Iran. Iran says, the Ran talks about where I was meicha in front of people who then went into a tainus dibur and nobody never told anybody. So the Ran says, even though you never heard about it and you threw out your shtar in all innocence, it doesn't matter. There's no chazaka because I wasn't quiet. So the question is, yeah, but I was quiet the first year. So you already have the Ran with us. If you're a shach, you could say, this is taking it a step further. Again, because Reglaim Lover is not a proof, Reglaim Lover just means if you're in the field for a year without anybody saying anything, it would have made you look like a bialim if not for the fact that you don't have a shtar. But now that you don't have a shtar, so you're sitting in the field for a year and my not being meicha does not make you look like a bialim. Because bialim have a shtar. So you need to sit in the field for another year and another year, kederach shabaylam oisim, b'shoifi, without anybody saying anything, and then you could already start to look like a bialim, because then already even bialim don't have a shtar. But you need all 3 years of b'shoifi, because you didn't start to look like a bialim. Let's say I was quiet the first year, but I screamed the second year. But for some reason, you were allowed to throw out the shtar anyway. Let's say the case like the Ran's cases. I was quiet the first year, the second year I was meicha, but then the people that I was meicha in front of never told anybody. So do you look like a... So the Ran says it's a good chazok. The Shah says, why is it a good chazok? I'm sorry, the Ran says it's a good machod. There's no chazok. Well, the Ma'aseh, I wasn't quiet. The question is, why? Manashuch. What blind love we have after the first year? And achrishtorach, there's no achrishtorach, because you never heard about the machod. You threw out your star, because you were allowed to throw out your star. So why don't you win? You have the blind love, and you don't have the achrishtorach. That's the kash and the Ran. The answer is, in the light of Rav Shach, Rav Shach doesn't speak this part out, but in the light of Rav Shach, the answer is, you never look like a bialim. To become a muchzuk, you have to look like a bialim. The first year, it's true, you started to look like a bialim because I was quiet, nobody bothered you, you were sitting there b'shayfi, but without a shah, that didn't make you look like a bialim. The next year, you didn't look like a bialim because the next year, I was already screaming. So you don't look like a bialim if I'm screaming. You're not eating b'shayfi. And likewise, the third year. So then, who cares if you never heard about the macha? Who cares if you never heard about the macha? You didn't. Then it's not so possible. It's a chiddush because you could say, one second. How do you know I didn't have a shtar? Maybe you. How do I know that you didn't have a shtar? Maybe you did have a shtar. Maybe you really had a shtar. So after 1 year, you already looked like a bialik. I was quiet. For all I know, for all anybody who knows, you actually had a shtar at that point, which you threw out later because you never heard the machong. You were allowed to throw it out. So why don't we say after 3 years, in the Ron's case, why don't we say that you really looked like a bialik after the first year? Why don't we say that you looked like a bialik after the first year? Because after all, I didn't say anything. You were eating b'shaytim, and for all we know, maybe you had a shtar. You have to say that that's not true. Within the first 2 years, and it goes works well with Rav Shach. Within the first 2 years, if you don't pull out a shtar, you don't look like a bialik. We can't say, well, maybe you looked like a bialik because maybe there was a shtar. The idea of achrei shtarach is that to look like a bialik, to have the presumption of being a bialik, if you don't pull out a shtar, you don't look like a bialik. In Shach's world, that makes sense because achrei shtarach is not merely a reisa. Achrei shtarach means you're not a muchzuk. Without a shtar, you're not a muchzuk, because the derech is to be a muchzuk in a shtar, to be muchzuk in kark with the shtar. So therefore, in the Ran's case, I know now it's getting complicated, but in the Ran's case, since you didn't show us a shtar until after 3 years, and you really never threw out a shtar, you never showed us a shtar. Since you never showed us a shtar, you never, in the first 3 years, you didn't look like a bialik. So since the first 3 years you didn't look like a bialik, so now you want to look like a bialik afterwards because there was a silence for 3 years. But if the guy was meicher, then there was no silence, so you don't look like a bialik now either. One problem I want to just raise now, and then tomorrow Mr. Shem will continue. Ben, according to Reuven's pshat, Ben, both according to Reuven's pshat and according to Rav Shach's mahalach, either way, it comes out. The bottom line, if the Murakama, if I am Meichel within 3 years, it doesn't have to be the first year, if I'm Meichel the second year or the third year, it's Eiker the Chazoka min Asherish. It's not merely it's not merely a asra lishma shtar. It's an akiris hachazokim and asherish, which is mufurish and shuvah sarah. That's what it says. Besides Rav Shach and Reuven, the Ran says it. The Ran says b'feirish that when, if I'm meicha in year two or year three, even if you never heard about it because the Eidah never told you, it doesn't matter because the machol works not only as a asra lishma shtar. The asra is oikir the chazokah because chazokah is mei loy micha, and I was micha, and I was meicha. This is all in contradistinction, let's say, to the Teres Chaim, who learned that, no, the Macha, the first year is Eikah the Chazokah and Asherish. But the second year, or the third year, the Chazokah, if I first was Meichel, the second or the third year, then the Chazokah is already established. The Macha then can only work as Asherah Lishma Shtar, that I'm extending the Achrei Shtar. Going all the way back. Right? The Teres Chaim, he didn't have the Rambam, but he was Mechavan to the Rambam, but his understanding was that you really have a Raglayim Dover after 1 year, there's really a Chazok after 1 year, but connectly you have a Diznachri Shtarach in year two and year three. So if you're Meichel, and he says Beferish, if I'm Meichel the first year, then there's no Chazok in the first place. If I'm Meichel every year, the Chazok never gets off the ground. But if I was quiet for a year, now there's already a Raglayim Dover. You have already a proof. So why do I win only with Achri Shtarach? So how does Machal work? Then Machal only works because it extends the Achri Shtarach. Rest. We have all these rais not the way, from the Shuvah Saran very explicitly, and Shemot Shai Mishpat Kasha, and so on. So we have various mahalchim, Rav Shach's mahalach, Reuven's mahalach, they're all mahalchim the same, not like the Teres Chaim. They say that no, the chazokah that you have, the raglayim dover after the first year, that's only ilmoli the achrei shtarach. But now there's an achrei shtarach, then there's no raglayim dover until after 3 years. Reuven has a psychological mahalach, Rav Shach has a lomdashim mahalach, but atzad ha-shavash b'em, that they're pushing off, that the chazokah really only becomes, the raglayim dover is only after 3 years.
which is what it says Beferish and Shuvs. So then it comes out that if I'm Meichel, even if I wasn't Meichel the first year, but if I'm Meichel year two or year three, then I'm still able to be Eichel, the Chazal can make her. And that's what Shuvs around, Beferish. That's what Shuvs around says, that if I'm Meichel in year two or year three, whatever I'm Meichel, it doesn't matter if you hear about it or not, it doesn't matter whether you throw out your star, whether you heard about that you should be Nisr in the star or not. Doesn't matter because Chazok is Midoloy Micha, I was Micha, so I'm Eike the Chazok, I'm Eimin HaShosh. So the question is, the Torah's Chaim's question. So how do you read Abai in the Gemara? Abai said to Rova, Ela Meyato, Machosh Le Bohono, Befono, Vloy Tehevi Chazit, Vloy Tehevi Macho, Vomer, Yimochis Ba Poi, Havim is the Harna Bishtoi. The first of Abai, that the Macho, the purpose of the Macho is that he should be Nizir in the Shtar. And Abai thought that you should have to be meichel b'fanov, because otherwise he won't be nizer in the shtar. Our answer is chavachavrisli, but you see from Abai understood that lefi rovod comes out that the purpose of macha is not that it's not just to make it that he wasn't quiet, that he could do without b'fanov. The purpose of the macha is to make the maxik niz, to make you nizer in the shtar. So Teres Chaim explained, because that Abai is talking about the Machon year two and year three, Abai is not asking about Machon year one. Machon year one, or Machon every single, if you're Meicha every single year, Abai also understands that would not necessarily have to be Befanov, because you're Oiker the Chazoka Meikara, you undermine, there's no Raglaim Lover, I wasn't Shoysik. Abai is only asking, but if in the case where he waited to be Meicha till the second year, or the third year, so then already, the Machon is not able to be Oiker the Chazoka Meikara, because you already have the Raglaim Lover. Then the Macha only works to extend the Ach V'Shtorach, to extend the Reis of Ach V'Shtorach. He asks Abaye, so it should have to be Mephonov, because he can say, Yili Mochis Ba'poy, Yila Lui Ha'avim Mizdahar Nevishtorach. But the fee, Rav Reuven's Mahalach, the fee of Shach's Mahalach, all these Mahalachim, they're all to be, which they buttress, it seems to be Mephush and Shuvah Sarah, that it's not true, you don't have the Raglai, you don't get the Raglai in the Dover until after 3 years. Ach V'Shtorach, whatever the mechanism is, or Shach's mechanism, or Reuven's mechanism, the Raglaim Dover only happens after 3 years, so then what's the Bais Kasha? Machoz, Oikir, the Chazok is based on the Raglaim Dover that I was quiet. Well, I was not quiet. Why does it depend on, why does it have anything to do with being Nizir in the Shtar? Then we can ask the question direct on the Shuvah Sarah without going through the whole Arichos. We can ask direct on the Shuvah Sarah. The Shuvah Sarah says Beferish that even if you're Meich in such a way that the guy never hears about it, then never is Nizir in the Shtar. Because you're Meich in front of these two guys who then went off and became and decided to be quiet and didn't tell anybody. So the Macha never affected that the Machzik should be Nizir in the Shtar. So he threw it out in all innocence. Yet, says the Ran in the Tshuva, the Chazok is still not affected. The Chazok breaks because the way Macha works, he says, is not just that it makes you watch the Shtar. Macha works because it undermines the Chazok and not Sherish, because Chazok is based on the fact that I was not Meicha, and here he was Meicha. So it's Mefurish in Ran. That Macha does not work as an Ashar Lishma Shtori. Macha works because it's Oike, the basis of the Chazokah. So what does Abai want? Therefore, you should have to have a Macha b'fano. What's going on? That's Chare Kushyal into what the Teres Chaim is about. But if you don't say like the Teres Chaim, then this is a very big mamish, a major problem. I'm so fresh, it's hard to know what to do with this. This seems to close the door on all these Mahalkim of. But if we don't say those Mahalkim, Reuven, Rav Shach, something, then we have the other question. So like we're between a rock and a hard place. We either have the Gemara on the one hand sounds like the Teres Chaim. On the other hand, we have Shuvah Sarah and the Beferish. We have these other eyes that the Midle Micha is only after 3 years. So that's a conundrum. Okay.
According to the shot, could that be why we're